Ahoy, Radio Public, it's Lifelines with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. This is the two-hour show about living on boats and living in Avalon. Call in with your requests or comments at 310-510-7469. Welcome, listeners, to a brand new wave of radio weirdness. This is the first Lifelines show created from afar. From the mainland, to be exact. I will still be talking about living on boat, and also some about Avalon. But mostly I plan to stick with my format of choosing a topic and running with it. The only difference, aside from me not physically being on the island, is that you no longer have the option to call in with a request for a song. But you can still email in to seashell@kislavalon.com with suggestions and comments. Today's topic is beliefs, not in the religious sense per se, but as defined by unknowable things that you nevertheless think are true. Unknowable things that you nevertheless think are true. Plus, whatever music I can rustle up without Spotify at my fingertips. Stay tuned.
All about, yeah.
That was The Curios' Sailor on a Windless Sea from their album Pillow Talk. Here's an unbelievable thing. So 8 hours of motor sailing from Avalon to the mainland. It took 1/8 of a gallon of gas to get to Avalon and 5 gallons to leave. So pulling into a busy Sunday marina in the afternoon, the place is awash with lazy paddleboarders, kayakers, barbecuers, something like a bunch of people playing on the highway. We're creeping through this throng of floating humanity, and some guy comes up in a skiff and yells at me, "Hey, hey, are you still doing your radio show?" I kid you not. First person who talks to me on the mainland asked me about lifelines. So in my belief system, that's an indicator that I have to keep producing these shows as long as I can, no matter where I am. Obviously, faith and belief are linked closely. And I'm not talking about the religion-based concepts of faith and belief, but the daily will that keeps us getting up for yet another day and trying again to make something happen. When you live on a boat and the universe has flatly denied you any semblance of a regular paycheck or a particular role in society, faith and belief come in handy. For example, I find myself in pursuit of a falconry mobile. A van. I need a vehicle. I have been given the amazing opportunity to work with some of the best falconers around on a pest bird abatement gig, and I have to be able to get to the job site. So I am bidding right now on a van on eBay. It's been almost 10 years since I was in the market for a vehicle. The last time I bought an eBay car online, sight unseen, it was 3,000 miles away. Talk about faith. That was my 1973 220D Mercedes. I flew out to pick it up in Sacramento, converted it to vegetable oil fuel, and drove back to Massachusetts. That one leap of faith of buying an unseen car online led to an unexpected month-long visit with my 95-year-old Kentucky granny, getting my first independently produced radio program aired on public radio around the country, starting a nonprofit for the use of veg oil as a fuel, my first vlog, and a job at Stanford. Not bad. Faith supported becomes belief. So I'm trying the eBay thing again. Only this time it looks like it's not an auction. It's just a buy it now button and a make an offer button. Different style of selling altogether. And so now it's down to the last 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Seller has made me a counter offer, which I cannot afford, unfortunately. 28 seconds left. This is like a play-by-play of an eBay sale gone bad. I do not think that he's accepting my last offer, which is more money than I've ever paid on for any car, but that's not saying much. I am the queen of cheap, frugal vehicles. This would be a step up for me. 5, 24, 23. You did not win. 4 offers, and he just declined to answer. The listing has ended. Oh well, not that one. Try again. That was Suzanne Vega, No Cheap Thrill. And now I have a special interview with three folks I met on the dock this past week. Here they are. Bink. Okay, so I'm going to let you introduce yourselves, and we'll just start with... I'm Charisse.
I'm Dan Everett.
I'm Louie.
And they are all sailors, and back in the background is...
Rooster.
Rooster, who is what kind of a parrot?
He's a green-winged macaw, and he's my buddy.
He's first mate on the boat called?
Fernway.
What does that mean?
Fernway is a longing for far-off places and things you've never seen. It's Fernway.
German.
German.
Fern. Distance. Yeah. Okay, and you guys have a boat?
Yes, it's Fluke, and we are hoping to go far and away eventually, so... Right now, we're doing little day sails and gearing up to go to Catalina.
Hear that? They said Catalina.
Exactly. Go north to the Inside Passage is the objective.
And you kind of share your boat with a bunch of people?
For now.
And maybe someday there'll be a bigger boat in your future.
We have our eye on an Islander Freeport 41. I think we have all the it has all the pieces of the puzzle for us. So.
Yeah.
And, Lou, what is the size of your boat, make of your boat?
It is a Newport 27.
Newport's good. We like Newports. And where are you going, Lou, tomorrow morning?
I'm going to Hawaii.
Woohoo! With the bird.
With the bird. On Fernway.
And do you think that your longing for a way will be satisfied?
No, I'll decide from there how much further I have to go.
Keep going.
And we are all in the Dana Point Marina at the moment, and we have enjoyed a nice 4th of July. And how long have you guys had your boat, or been working on your boat, or sailing?
We became part of the group back in October of last year, and I learned to sail about 3 years ago.
I've been sailing on Fluke for about 3 years now, and now we have been sailing long enough to realize that we really, really enjoy this, and... it's a passion. It's this thing that we have this feeling like we just want to keep going. Every time we go out there, we don't want to turn back. So.
But day sailing is a lot different than cruising.
So they say. We need to go out there and experience that for ourselves. But we see like how potentially it could unfold and how this might work out. You know, for us. It may not be for everybody, but we do well in small spaces, and we talk to a lot of people, and we think that we're up for the challenge, and we have to go for it. I mean, we can't let something like the potential failure stop us.
This is true, and your family approves of your decision.
I actually come from a long line of sailors. My grandfather was actually. Sunk twice in World War II, and the first time he was sunk by U-boats, and the first time he was sunk, he was a sole survivor, and when they got him, he was 90 pounds, and then he was nursed back to health, and went back out, and was sunk again by a U-boat. So I have that kind of in my family, kind of like hardcore, like, argh, don't be afraid, get out there and do it.
Never
so,
say die.
And then I have a wife that is the same way. She's very much a go-getter. So
she got you.
Absolutely, that's right.
And you have a daughter?
I do. She moved to Boulder, Colorado. She's 20. So that's now we're, you know, it's just Sharice and I. So it's time to start the next chapter, the next adventure.
And we let Lou finish his dinner. And what makes you want to sail to Hawaii in particular? Why not Mexico, which is where a lot of people start?
I've been to Mexico. I've never been to Hawaii. I want to see it.
Good reason.
I want to see it. This is my third boat. It's going to be the longest trip I've done in a stretch for sure. And I'm really looking forward to it.
And how does your bird fare on the open water?
For the most part, he does very, very well. We've been traveling together for a lot of years, so he's used to moving around a lot. He's my buddy, somebody to talk to.
How old is he?
He's 7. I've had him for about 6 years.
So that's a baby for parrot years.
He'll outlive me for sure.
Do you have anything to say for yourself? No, you can't bite it.
But if he was to say something, what would you think he'd be thinking or wanting to tell us right now? Any idea?
No, I don't think he's surprised at all. It's just another trip. It's just another drag across like vast distances. He's used to it.
What have you done before that makes you feel like you want to make that big of a trip? I mean, have you had anything? Have you had a big long trip in your past that makes you feel that?
I've traveled extensively, like all over Europe. I've been everywhere in the United States except for Hawaii. So there's no place left.
It's like your bucket list. You have to do all 50, and then
there's places that I want to see, and the only way that I'm going to be able to do it is if I go do it. So I'm going to do it.
And you know, I think that when we see people like yourself and then like Louie here, that gives us, you know, people that are just getting involved in this, inspiration. And we can question, like, you know, the big hurdles. Like, what do we, you know, like we can watch somebody prepare for it and kind of make our own plan, you know. But it's very inspirational to see folks like you guys. We feel like, oh, maybe we could do it. Exactly.
That's right.
He agrees.
Do it.
Now he's getting pet. Now he's nibbling. I don't know that it's ever possible to be completely ready for anything. You know, you may find you get part way and you're missing something and you go to wherever's closest.
You try to prepare as much as possible. As much as you think you can. I'm into redundancies and oversupply and always preparing, you know, try as much for the worst. But again, like you were saying, you can't be afraid. You know, if you're afraid of what's going to happen, you're never going to do anything. And the only difference between the boat in the marina and the boat out in the middle of the Pacific is the depth.
And how many people are around you?
For sure.
Because you're a pretty self-sufficient guy.
Yeah, I get along pretty good by myself.
You have to enjoy your own company.
I like having to figure things out. I like solving problems and using what's at hand to do it. Just keep moving forward.
So you have a lot of tools on board, I hope?
I do. I have a lot of tools and a lot of extra equipment and lots of redundancies and lots of safety things in place and a bird to let everybody know I'm coming.
Proximity alert. I got a dog for that.
I can get him to do it twice to let him know I'm passing.
Is there anything that you need that you don't have yet?
No. Daylight ahead of me.
Have you read Joshua Slocum's book?
No.
Or are you a reader? I mean,
reader.
You love reading? Okay.
I have the Popova. I have lots of old poetry. I have lots of classic books. Paper books. I like reading paper books. So I have lots and lots of books on board, and I have to make space for that as well.
Harry Pidgeon. Do you know Harry Pidgeon?
Harry Pidgeon.
I love Harry Pidgeon.
My friends, the ones that were aware of this trip before it happened, all sent me with several books from each of them. So I have the things that they like and different styles of things that I probably wouldn't have picked up otherwise. So I'm looking forward to getting some reading done and some fishing.
That's where I'm very negligent is my fishing skills. So,
are you expecting him to provide fish for you?
I am, because I'd like to cook them up, and I would like him to know how to fillet them appropriately, sashimi, and that would be nice, for sure. So he must obtain that skill. I taught him how to sail, so he has to teach me how to fish.
That's a good trade.
Absolutely.
And what is it that you guys don't yet have besides the boat of your own that's 40 foot? Are you in the covetous mode now?
Yeah, we're making progress. We're just trying to piece it together and lay out a plan for ourselves. You know, like Louis said, you can't be afraid. You just have to keep moving forward. And, you know, it just keeps getting better and better for us. So we just want to keep on our path. And we're learning more and more and more. And, you know, every time we go out, you know, we come back, I think a little, with a little more knowledge.
No.
I think that's the key for us, just to keep learning more and reading. We're both reading constantly and talking to people and trying to get it figured out, you know.
Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to, in case they're listening?
Mike Everett, out on Soon Come, maybe somewhere in the vicinity of San Diego in Catalina, somewhere out there.
Nice. And do you guys have your boat cards yet?
No.
No.
And you know that you can get them for $9.30 FedEx?
Yes, we do.
And then I'll do all the layout for free?
Yes.
And then we can produce the next comic book! And you'll all be in the second issue in the second volume.
Uh-oh.
It's a ways out. Because I'm behind.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you guys, and listen to KSL Avalon 88.7 FM.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like a woman who is crazy about me. I like a woman who can live without me too. That's what I like about you. I like a woman who will lay down beside me. I like a woman who will stand up to me too. That's what I like about you. Don't want a woman to be my twin, under my thumb, under my skin. Don't want a woman like a shadow on the ground, with nothing else to do but follow me around. I like a woman who will cry on my shoulder, who don't mind if I cry sometimes too. That's what I like about you.
That was Tim O'Brien, That's What I Like About You. You are listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 FM, A Different Kind of Lifelines, with your host, Seashell, a.k.a. The Liveaboard. Our topic is belief. Clearly, it takes belief to set out for Hawaii in a small sailboat, or choose to live aboard in the first place. Belief in self, and that the universe will be an abundant place. Belief that people are not generally to be feared, and that friends can be made anywhere.
Cheminant à la ville, mes nuits et mes derniers empoches de mon village tranquille. Une fourche mène à Rome, l'autre à la fosse. Mais tout au long du parcours, je laisserai des traces pour mon retour. Cheminant à la ville, sans crainte que je m'éparpille, déjeuner en main, l'auberge n'en traversera pas mon chemin. L'eau claire me suffira bien, au de mon ortie n'en aura point. Garde aux embûches, marche lentement. À terre, mets le nez dans le vent. Du parfum des roses à la traite des ronces, l'appel de la foule et son silence. Ce chemin, comme il a vieilli sous mes pas, j'en reconnais de si mirage l'appel toujours. Des pèlerins d'antan, les yeux toujours fixés sur l'horizon. Et dès que je serai parmi les tours et les vautours, je me dirigerai sans aucun détour vers le marché. Et à la fin de la journée, je suivrai les repères que j'ai semés.
That was Cheminant de la Ville, the McGarrigle Sisters.
If I weren't afraid to speak, if I weren't so strongly weak, if I lived more shades of gray, I would show you what I feel and you would steal. Unmeasured gifts that make this undream real. The rush of being seen, the love I choose to fear. If only I could seal the scroll I wrote on steel, I know you're always here.
You're listening to KISL Avalon 88.7 Island Radio.